Israel and the Arab League this weekend announced the first ever official visit from an Arab League delegation to Israel will take place later this week. The foreign ministers from Jordan and Egypt will meet with Israeli officials to discuss the Arab League's plan for peace between Israel and Palestine. Co-founder of the Israel-Palestine Center for Research and Information, Gershon Baskin, says this news is more than welcome.
Well, I think it's a very good sign. First of all, it's the first visit of formal representatives of the Arab League to Israel, and they're not just coming to meet with the Palestinian side. They're planning to meet with the foreign minister of Israel, maybe the prime minister. This is a sign of a renewed activism on the part of the Arab League in advancing the Arab Peace Initiative. And we all know that the Arab Peace Initiative offers the best opportunity here for advancing the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. So it's actually a very good sign. The international community, the government of Israel, and the official Palestinian Authority, headed by President Mahmoud Abbas, are putting the emphasis and the focus right now on a political process that would concern mostly the West Bank at this point, leaving Gaza on the sidelines, trying to figure out how to deal with more humanitarian aspects of the population in Gaza, bringing food and medicine and other welfare relief to Gaza. But Gaza is pretty much outside of any political process for the time being until there might be a different political situation there that would not involve Hamas, or if Hamas would accommodate itself and meet the quartet demands, which it doesn't seem yet ready to do.